Coming up on today's show,
just the act of using a gift or a talent God has given us, you know, whether you're 8 or 10 or 20 or 60, is an ability to glorify God.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. Social media for this show is Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. And the Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. Below my picture, near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a white button that says Join Our Facebook Group. Tap or click on that to get taken there. I really enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. Why do our biggest accomplishments still leave us wanting more? It was rather eye-opening last month on this show when 2026 Team USA women's ice hockey Olympic gold medalist Britta Kerr-Salemi said, quote, "I've won many championships, awards, and it's always the same thing. You win the award and you finish your season, and then you're just kind of like left there wondering, what next? Or is that it? Is it not supposed to feel a little bit better? It's just not as fulfilling as you might think because you worked hard for something." End quote. Haven't we faced this type of emotion in our personal lives as well? Maybe a promotion at work that we think is going to be rewarding, landing a big client, buying a new car. We might not realize it, but subconsciously, we are searching for something that is going to bring us satisfaction, something that we feel will make us complete, fulfilled. When we step back and view all of these scenarios through a Christian lens, we see clearly the one true source that will make us whole. The late Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, quote, "Begin with your own emptiness and seek him who can fill it." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest competed in baseball and swimming in high school. To keep active while attending Benedictine College, he started running, which has turned into a lifelong pursuit, gradually moving from 5Ks to half marathons and having now completed 5 marathons, with his last being the 2025 Chicago Marathon last fall. Along the way, he officiated soccer games for several years. He has worked in development and business operations in college athletics and has also worked within the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas. Present day, he is the Director of Operations for Play Like a Champion Today. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Peter Piscatello.
Hey, thanks, Bruce. Happy to be here.
Peter, you have done and are still doing quite a bit in sports, but let's get started first by having you share with us where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm the oldest of two, younger sister, and I'm the oldest.
Although I know you are a cradle Catholic, you were a public school kid. Share with us about the presence of the Catholic faith in the Piscatello household when you were a young boy.
Yeah, I was born into the faith, really. Received the sacraments, and growing up, we were kind of, I guess, your regular Sunday mass goers, right? Attended school of religion as a child, was involved in youth group as I became a teenager, and all those kind of good things. It was a part of our life. I think it wasn't daily rosaries or daily mass or anything like that at that point. But certainly something that was important to my parents and was impressed upon us from early on.
And since it was all only public schools, your religious education was CCD or something of that nature?
Yep, Wednesday night classes. And actually, I should say, I was raised, my dad was Catholic. My mom actually was never Catholic.
Oh.
And in fact, she was somewhat of a leader in our house in terms of making sure we got to mass and school of religion, those types of things. But was never actually converted.
Wow.
And so kind of an interesting dynamic there, but
Yeah.
certainly and today isn't Catholic, but faith is something that's always been important to her, and they decided to raise us Catholic.
Okay. In the intro, I mentioned you're having competed in baseball and swimming in high school, but in fact, you were active in a whole lot more than that even before that period of time. Yes? Tell us about all the sports you were playing, and for that matter, who or what got you started being so active athletically in the first place?
Yeah, I was probably pretty natural. My dad was a much better athlete than I was really growing up out on the East Coast. And so he probably is the one most responsible for kind of signing me up for things when I was old enough to walk and try to dribble a basketball and all that. So I was involved in every sport I could possibly get my hands on, whether that was the little YMCA basketball league as a 6-year-old probably, and eventually got into school sports. But I always loved being involved in something every season. And frankly, when I wasn't, I was, outside our apartment or our house. I remember, the classic cul-de-sac baseball games in the neighborhood, and just trying to stay active. Frankly, when I was inside, I was probably trying to find sports on television, to watch. This is sort of pre-internet being really popular, so funny sort of thing. I'm a big Cubs fan, and that's born out of being able to find games on the old WGN channel, when I got home from school. So I would say I was sort of a sports fanatic as a kid, and it was something that I sort of found a passion for every which way.
Audience, there is a plot twist in Peter's story. Yes, I know. Early on in the interview, we already have a little tension. What was happening, Peter, that you say you had, quote, fallen away a bit late in high school slash beginning of college, end quote?
Yeah, it's one of the things as we've raised our daughter, not to fast forward ahead, but I think it's so important about things like Catholic education and just really the formation as a child that, in my experience, it was really easy as I got older, got into high school and kind of had a little more autonomy. I could drive and I could make some of my own decisions about what I was doing at different times. I never gotten into any too much trouble, but it was really easy to say, well, do I really want to go to mass right now? Do I really want to do this kind of thing? And really, unfortunately, didn't have the at that point the base to say yes to some of the things that ultimately I would find to be the central parts of my life. So, there was a bunch of different things that happened. My parents separated when I was a senior in high school, and so that sort of even threw some other wrenches in. And really, the end of high school, beginning of college, I initially went to a large state university. I like to sort of juxtapose it with, at that point, I'm 18 years old. I was thinking about what I was doing next, right? I had a career mapped out. I was going to go places and do things. And unfortunately, the faith just wasn't the most important thing. It wasn't
I
my
see.
priority.
I see.
And so that was kind of where I went astray for a period of time, and
Okay.
it wasn't the priority it should have been.
Ultimately, however, there was a reversion of sorts, not to make this a commercial for Benedictine College, but tell us what happened once you got there in terms of turning things around with your faith life, and I'm guessing starting into running too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try not to make it a commercial either, because it's really a phenomenal place that absolutely had a huge impact in my life. And the kind of reversion, you might say, started a little bit before that with some friends and family who kind of invited me back into a deeper understanding of the faith. And I started not just going to mass, but really appreciating, we had the Basilica in Des Moines had a, I guess what you'd call a high mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock, where they, all the smells and bells. it was something that I really found, I think, for the first time, the true beauty and fullness in the liturgy and in my faith. So that was even happening before I went to Benedictine. And then, of course, when I decided to transfer away from a state school and pursue a different path in my education, and somebody said, hey, you should visit this small school in Atchison, Kansas, much smaller than I ever thought I'd go to. I went, I visited, I absolutely fell in love with the people, the monks, the opportunities to grow in my faith. And, it really took off from there. I can't say I ever thought I'd be, I think, 3 credits away from a theology major by the time I graduated college. That just wasn't on my radar, but that's where I ended up, philosophy classes, just a whole direction where it really just helped me to, I think, see things more clearly, get my priorities in order, and really understand, what was important in life, and dive into really in a full way the fullness of the Catholic faith.
And we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, but was that, in fact, the time that you started into running as well?
Yeah, it was. And, it's funny. It started as just a way to stay in shape. I think I realized, and I think this is something that's important in sort of the Catholic part of my story. I realized that it's important to take care of, and steward the gifts God gave you, the body God gave you as well. Mm. So I thought, okay, I got to stay in shape. And thought, okay, well, what can I do that's fairly cheap? I got a pair of tennis shoes. There's some country roads outside the campus. I'll go for a run. And started with, I don't know, probably a mile or two, and realized that it was something I loved. I loved the peacefulness of it, and I think there are some really strong spiritual elements in running in particular, and in sort of endurance sports that really tie back in nicely to what the faith journey is all about.
Wow, very nice, very nice. And folks, Peter was a participant in the 2022 International Summit on Sport hosted at, you ready for this, the Vatican. And he is also the co-author of the book Play Like a Champion, Following the Vatican's Lead to Elevate the Culture of American Sport. So I certainly intend to ask him about both of those endeavors. It's not lost on me, though, that he just told us how much his faith was helped by attending a Catholic school, Benedictine College. Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Catholic Sports Radio, and when you become a member of Alliance Catholic Credit Union, you are helping to support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide over $50,000 in scholarships every year to families, Catholic high school students, and young people pursuing a college degree. By becoming a friend of the foundation, you help support this work and are eligible to take advantage of all the benefits offered by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union, a financial home for Catholics where banking feels like a blessing. Federally insured by NCUA. Please be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. This episode is being released on Memorial Day. Thank you to all the men and women who have served our country, to those who lost their lives, either in combat or those who are no longer with us and, while not related to being out there in conflict, did give time to defending America. My dad was in the Army, and as most of you know, my family is still heartbroken over having lost him last August. I was happy to see recognition for his service as part of his funeral, a flag over the casket and so on. I, on the other hand, am, figuratively speaking, waving not the red, white, and blue, but the white surrender flag. I was looking at my email yesterday and saw yet another email from GoDaddy saying that not only did the domain renewal process for CatholicSportsRadio.net, but there was also privacy protection on there. So it was more in the $50 range than, say, the $25 range. The white surrender flag is my hanging my head over needing to do a better job keeping track of all these expenses, as much as it is also a frustrated gasp at the way that the bills pile up for something that on the surface probably looks like it's just a once-a-week show. But if you've been listening for a while, you know that this is a ministry for me. I am giving back to the church with my time and talent so as to help more brothers and sisters in Christ rededicate themselves to their faith. If you support that, if you believe in the work that I am doing and see value in all that I do on and off the air and would like to help support these efforts, since this is all voluntary for me, not a paid full or part-time job, I ask you to prayerfully consider Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing. You can do so via the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. That method is fast, it is easy, and it is secure. It will allow you to use your credit card, debit card, or even PayPal, and you type in whatever amount you want. There is no drop-down list of amounts to choose from. Alternatively, and this is probably attractive to those who do not like putting credit card information on the internet, you can write to me through the website, social media, or by emailing me through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net for information on sending a check through the mail. And then, as you have heard me do, when guests and listeners have sent in a contribution, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks, or as some have asked me to do, you can direct me to keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your prayerful consideration to include this ministry as part of your tithing as I continue working to bring us all closer to Jesus through the mix of faith and sports. Peter, you talked about your reversion in your college years, but let's fast forward ahead to your adult life and recent and current projects. You went to the Vatican a few years ago. I will never pass up the chance to hear someone talk about having gone there. Tell us about that experience.
It was amazing. And as a someone who had never been to Italy, let alone Rome and the Vatican, to get to go and actually participate in a summit and an event there was kind of beyond my wildest dreams, and to, you know, shake hands with Pope Francis and be a part of all that. It was really great. It was called Sport for All. And really over the last decade, 15 years, I think this is important for anyone involved in sports and sort of the Catholic faith to know, the church has done a lot in terms of trying to promote the intersection of sport and faith. And obviously it's, you know, what you're doing here. But even from the Vatican, there's been documents, 2018, Giving the Best to Yourself. There was a 2015 document for coaches, all kinds of stuff. And that kind of culminated, at least that sort of part of history under Pope Francis, culminated in 2022 with this summit. It really brought together just a wide group of folks in sports and from really all over the world. I mean, one of the speakers was the president of the International Olympic Committee. And you're just sitting there thinking, well, I'm involved in a youth sports nonprofit in the United States. This is kind of wild. So Special Olympics was there. Our program director, Kristen, who's, you know, been on the show, was on a panel with the founder and president of Special Olympics. And just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to see what people are doing, not just in the church, but around the world, to help provide opportunities to participate in sports and to really spread love and goodwill and, you know, the message of the gospel through sport across the world. It was just a wonderful event.
I love everything that you just said, but I'm still hung up on that you got to meet and shake the hand of Pope Francis. That's too cool. That's too cool. And you might have just heard Peter make a reference to this audience last August on episode 341 of this show. My guest was Kristen Sheehan, who has served as the program director for Play Like a Champion Today since its inception. For those that missed that interview, yes, go back and listen to it. But Peter, tell us in your words what Play Like a Champion Today is and the work that you do in your role as Director of Operations.
Yeah, I'm the Director of Operations. And really, the way I like to tell the story is going back to my previous job, because I worked for the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas as the director of the CYO. So we ran the youth sports for all the Catholic schools here in Kansas City. And when I started that work in 2010, after spending some time in college athletics, you know, I walked in and thought, we've got to find a way to help build this culture, right? At that point in time, there were some really awesome things going on, but to some degree, it was like a lot of places. It was another youth sports league, right? So why be involved in this in the Catholic school, in the Catholic parish, as opposed to your local public youth sports league? And so we looked for a way to build that culture and to help form the coaches and parents who are such a big part of that culture, developing that culture for kids. We found Play Like a Champion. And so in 2011, we brought that to Kansas City. We trained all of our coaches and continue actually in the Archdiocese. They continue to do that to this day, 15 years later. But that started a relationship with Play Like a Champion that has continued for me ever since. And so in 2017, Kristen actually called me up and said, "Hey, we got an opportunity." I was able to join full time. And in my role as director of operations, it's funny, I guess, in theory, you'd say my job responsibilities are kind of on the business and operations side and HR and IT and all that good stuff. But we're such a small organization that it really is hands on deck. And so, one of my favorite things to do is do the training that I started in Kansas City and that I'm now able to do with coaches across the country, with parents across the country. I think that's kind of an overlooked part of the youth sports experience is giving parents tools to succeed, because that's a kind of a wild west for a lot of parents, a new frontier, especially young parents who are getting into youth sports for the first time, and all that goes with that in today's modern age. So we really try to provide some tools and resources for them, and of course, formation for coaches to help provide the experience kids deserve. Because you can say, "Hey, we want to have this youth sports league or teams in our Catholic school, and sure, we'll play before games or before practices." But there's so much more that can be done to use sports as a platform for forming our kids in the faith and for understanding, what I ended up learning when I talked about running, that just the act of using a gift or a talent God has given us, whether you're 8 or 10 or 20 or 60, is an ability to glorify God. And if you understand that, and as a coach, if you can help draw that out, draw out the relationship with God, help maximize the potential of kids, right? We want them to grow in skill, but also help them to understand that they can learn so much more through the relationships and the different things they learn through sports. That's really what we're all about at Play Like a Champion.
Wow, wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. And next month, Play Like a Champion Today will host their annual conference. Who is that for? Who should attend? What does the subject matter look like over those 3 days? Just fill us in on the details.
Yeah, it's wonderful. June 10th through 12th at the University of Notre Dame. We've held that there. This will be our 21st year.
Wow.
It's a 3-day gathering. We start with a spiritual retreat on the Wednesday of the conference, and then Thursday and end at noon on Friday. Thursday and Friday are, really more traditional conference in terms of speakers, breakout sessions. We have an opportunity to go through our training for coaches. In terms of who attends, it's really a anyone involved in youth or high school sports. We've got athletic directors, league directors, coaches, individual coaches. We even have some parents and folks who run their own sort of programs attend. So it's really a wide group. I would mention the other thing that certainly group of people that are there is we started doing a lot of work over the last decade in under-resourced communities and communities where maybe, it isn't the Catholic school with a dozen sports teams that are available to you in different sports. It's a community where, they're really coming together to form opportunities for kids. And so there's a whole segment of our conference with folks who are from some of those communities and from emerging communities where it's really more about what do the kids need? How do we get them involved? And how do we provide for that? So there's some really awesome things that happen on both ends of the spectrum. The opportunity to go to Mass at the Basilica,
Wow.
Notre Dame, and those kind of things. We go have a bit of prayer at the Grotto, some beautiful aspects there too. But it's really just a joy. And honestly, I would tell people the best part of it's the relationships you gain. Just the people every year. I look forward to seeing some of the same people and some new faces each year. It's just a beautiful, beautiful gathering, and not a bad place to do it in summer at Notre Dame. So.
Well, and obviously, I'm a big proponent of the mix of faith and sports, but I've been very outspoken for all my years doing this and the fact that we worship God and God alone. We don't worship sport. And how wonderful it is to hear you say that the conference actually begins with a spiritual retreat. So if that doesn't demonstrate that, look, the faith part is more important than the sports part, then I don't know what does. So hats off to you and the others for organizing it in that fashion and putting that up front on day one. And on a related note, I want you to tell us about the book that you co-authored called Play Like a Champion, Following the Vatican's Lead to Elevate the Culture of American Sport.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was born out of some work we did even before going to the Vatican. But certainly, since the I mentioned 2015, there was actually Kristen Clark, our executive director, went to Rome for an event then as well. So it culminated in this book. Really, the book is, I would say, really well, it does a number of different things. In part, it's sort of a summary of our approach, right? And we call it a pastoral action plan, but really calling local communities and even individuals, even the family, the domestic church, to embrace this idea of sports as a way toward God, right? And not as a God, so to speak, as you just sort of said, but as a pathway towards what's really true and beautiful and good. And so it starts with that, and then it's got a ton of resources in it in terms of something we call the 5-minute game plan. I started doing that in Kansas City, where it's really practical, kind of one page single practice plans for coaches to say, okay, you go to practice with a game plan, right? Or a plan for what drills you're going to do. But how about we give you some tips and tools for how you include scripture, how you include conversation that ties together the faith. You know, an example I like to give is if you're talking about, you know, something like the Beatitudes, right? Well, how does that actually blend into how we work together on a team, right? And that can fit together. Yes, we're going to get to the drills we need to do, the rebounding, the blocking, the tackling, whatever, right? I mean, those are a part of sports, but there's no reason we can't do that in the context of some things that are bigger and really point to the God who made this all possible. So there's some really cool resources in there. We have our 10 commandments for sports parents and things like that that are awesome. I'd encourage people to check that out.
So good. So good. Before we start to wind down, I do want to give you now an opportunity to revisit. You had teased this in the first part of the show, and you started to go there a few minutes ago. But again, just to bring sport back into this, all the running that you do, just Peter, your views on the way that you can connect running to drawing closer to the Lord.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that I was actually thinking this morning as I was running about Romans chapter 5, right? And suffering leads to endurance, leads to hope, love. And so really, I think part of it is scriptural. We always think of sort of run so as to win, which is a beautiful meditation on competition, so to speak, and what's actually the end goal. But I think just even going out for a run, or you know, for a lot of people, maybe it's not a run, maybe it's kicking about with a soccer ball or shooting hoops or being a weekend warrior, so to speak, of any kind. But running in particular, for me, I think there is really something beautiful about being out in God's creation, whether you're on the trails or the road, and about that sort of endurance that teaches us so much, right? The faith journey isn't easy, right? And it isn't something that is short and quick and okay, I did this task and I completed it. It's something that's ongoing. And so, you know, over the course of a long run, just whether you're praying a rosary, something I often do on a run, or contemplating, or even, you know, look, I listen to podcasts like this one or listen to music. It's just an opportunity, I think, to kind of put things in perspective and to really understand both the physical and the mental dimensions, because so much of running is mental, in the context of God and not just the gifts he's given us, but the opportunities we have. I find a lot of clarity in running and just the opportunity to even on a tough day to offer it up, and on a great day to embrace that sort of rhythm. Yeah, I think probably one of the things that hooked me in running early on was, and this doesn't have to be, I'm certainly not an elite runner, despite having enjoyed it for a long time now. There are days where you just find yourself almost gliding along, right? For even just a mile or even a few minutes. And sort of that gets into a whole, we talk about this at work with our work we do with Political Champion, but kind of flow and the idea of a truly spiritual moment, something we tell coaches. And I think this is true in my own experience with sports. When you ask somebody about a great moment in sports, maybe being in the zone is how we think of it, right? For the athlete, it's when they can't miss. They, like I said, running, you might feel like you're gliding along effortlessly. And you actually ask people to describe that experience. They'll talk about senses. They'll talk about maybe losing sense of time or not hearing the crowd around you, all these different things. And what's super interesting about that to me as it relates specifically to the faith is that it seems if you asked a great mystic, a saint who had a great mystical experience, a Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint John of the Cross, someone along those lines, they use some of the same characteristics in experiences of prayer, right? Just sort of physiological characteristics. It seems like when you're doing anything that is truly focused on using the gifts God has given you and truly trying to connect with God, there are some of these things that happen, whether that's sports, whether it's a, an 8-year-old playing sports, or whether it's a great saint in the tradition of our church, there's some similarities. And so I think that's something that's really awesome about the actual experience of sports. And certainly for me, that comes through running at this stage.
Amen. Amen. And it harkens back to a pastor that used to be at our parish. And right before the consecration, he would kind of embellish a little bit, and he would always use the expression, "Even time itself holds its breath."
Yes.
You know, it was that captivating a moment of what we were about to experience. Peter, let's close by having you share with us about your wife, how long the two of you have been in the sacrament of holy matrimony, as well as the family that the two of you have made.
Yeah, well, my wife goes back to Benedictine, right? I can't say enough wonderful things about the place, but certainly one of them is that I walked into an elevator and met the woman I would marry. So my wife Tessa is we've been married almost 18 years now, 18 years here in a few weeks, and it's just been a wonderful journey. She's actually an administrator, an assistant principal at our Catholic school. So she's in the Catholic education world. And we have a 16-year-old daughter, Emma. God blessed us with one beautiful little girl who is maybe not so little anymore. And so it's a joy to experience her journey through Catholic school. And she actually is joining the cross-country team and things like that. So wonderful to see the intersection of sports and faith in her life as well, as we've gone through the journey of parenthood. So we're truly blessed.
Peter, thank you for the work that you are doing for the kingdom through Play Like a Champion today. Thank you for making time to talk with me. It was great having you on Catholic Sports Radio. I appreciate the opportunity to have you on as a guest.
Yeah, wonderful being here, and thanks so much for what you do. Truly is a gift to have you sharing this and sharing so many people's stories out in the world.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Audience, let's close this week's episode with our sportsman's prayer and do that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. CATH, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.